Hey, good morning. It's Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. Joining me today with Miss Lori Mosley.
Yes, with the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau. Happy New Year, Julie.
Happy New Year. I wish I should have brought me a little blow thing.
Aww. I should have brought you a hat.
You know what? I think I have an extra one in the car.
Okay, stop.
Left over.
Let's go get the hats and the whistles and the kazoos and all of that great
stuff. It's always a party in here with us.
So were you one of the ones that went to the Bellamy Brothers at the Texas Theater on New Year's Eve?
No. That would have been cool, though.
I saw all the photos. I had a FOMO. Is that what it's called?
Yes, FOMO.
Yeah, I had FOMO because it looked like a great show. But I'm just so old that I don't like to get out on New Year's Eve.
I just didn't want to put on like anything other than pajamas.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay comfortable and wear no makeup and just play games.
I'm just so excited how 2023 rounded out. Again, fun at the Texas Theater. It's just been 2023 has been a great year.
I think so, too.
Lots of great highlights to look back on and all those things. But we always say that the rearview mirror is small, right? And we've got this big windshield to look through. So
we've set the standard high for 2024. We got some cool things to do.
Absolutely. You know, we used to be when we took a look at the month of January, February, March. There really wasn't much that went on, but has that changed?
Yes.
Because we're already gearing up this week. I have a planning meeting with Mr. Wayne Strickland at the College Street Pub for our annual Hatchie Gras event.
That's going to be cool.
February the 10th.
What does that look like? Like, if you're somebody, like, I haven't been to it personally, and I would really like to come check it out.
What I love is that it's the Waxahachie Food and Beverage Collective. So our downtown restaurants and bars and entertainment venues, they all come together to put this together. And the parade, they kick it off with the parade. That kind of like the cattle drive, you know, kind of that route where we start at Rail Yard Park and kind of go through downtown by the courthouse and make our way back to Rail Yard Park.
Yeah.
And anyway, so that's just a fun Mardi Gras style parade with beads and all of the music and fun and all of that. And it's a family friendly parade.
Very cool.
And to participate, to be a business or individual to participate, there is a small fee. However, the money goes to the Oddfellows and the Rebeccas. So that's kind of a fundraiser for them. And then we have a fundraiser the rest of the day where each of those bars and restaurants will all have entertainment kind of scheduled, staggered. So that way, you know, you can kind of spend the whole day and evening and night in downtown Waxahachie enjoying Mardi Gras music and food and
is there anything going on at Rail Yard that day, or is it kind of the
we'll have a DJ. We'll have a DJ. Cool. We're kind of the parade kickoff spot with a DJ, kind of little party there. And then from there, the party then moves. It's kind of a progressive party that will move all the way around. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I know. I really do love that format whenever the Food and Beverage Collective kind of does what they do.
And that's during the day.
That will be during the day into the evening and into the night.
Oh, cool.
So I think like by the time it's all said and done, there's music all the way from, you know, like noon in the afternoon till midnight at night.
And that's February the 10th?
February the 10th.
Hatchie Gras. I love
it. You heard it here.
First time. Right here.
You heard it right here. And then something else that we love that always happens in March that's new, or, you know, I say it's new because it's not one of, it's been within the last few years, is Tulipalooza. And this year, what is new about Tulipalooza is that it's going to be in a new location.
Yes.
They're going to use the old Baylor Hospital site land at Getzendaner Park. And the city's allowing them to plant the tulips there. And that'll benefit 10 charities, North Texas Charities. And you can go pick your tulips, get your photos in the tulips, all of those things that we love to do with tulips in the month of March. But that'll be taking place there.
I think that is such a perfect spot. You know, when you originally said the park to me earlier, I was thinking in the park, and I was trying to picture like a fence, but that's perfect. That's like a perfect spot right there with the full sun, and that will be amazing.
Yeah.
And give you something beautiful to look at as you're driving in.
Yeah, just right there at Main Street and Grand.
Yeah.
You'll be able to turn right in there, and that will be where the tulip field is.
Spread the word. Tulipalooza's moving to Getzendaner.
Yes, moving to a park near you to Getzendaner Park.
Look at you. You're like one of those old timey announcers.
All of the bad things that, all the old things that we've heard on TV and radio. It's all right here to go. And then also in the month of March, too, we always love to have the Ellis County Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Yeah.
They're gearing up for that. And then also in the month of April,
yeah,
we've got the solar eclipse.
We've talked about it before.
We're going to be in the path of totality.
Oh, I wish we had the radio little button you could push where it starts singing.
Oh, is there a solar eclipse song?
Solar eclipse of the heart?
Oh, total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, total. Oh, that's so funny.
But we like to say
we can say solar eclipse of the heart, though.
Yes. We like to say we are where the eclipse comes for fun.
Yes.
Yes, it is the hatchy eclipse of the heart.
Aww.
And anyway, so we are super excited about that. And, you know, our friends at Scarborough Renaissance Festival, they'll be entertaining guests for the solar eclipse. Our friends at the Texas Motorplex is going to be doing their own thing to entertain guests. We'll be entertaining guests at Rail Yard Park with Beatles, Here Comes the Sun tribute band.
Here Comes the Sun, but don't look at it.
And then also a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon laser light show.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Like I said, I don't know much about science and all of those things, but we do know how to have fun. So
we know how to turn it into a party.
Yeah, that's what we're concentrating on. Yeah,
I like it. I like it a lot.
So we're doing that. And then also our friends David and Pat Smith, they are moving the Cowboy Poet Gathering from the fall to the spring. So that'll happen April the 12th and 13th, because that's actually National Poet Month, Poetry Month.
Oh, wow.
So that's
going
to align perfect with that. And they're going to be utilizing the Texas Theater and the library. And then also, hopefully, a lot of the bars and restaurants downtown will also have cowboy poet music. And anyway, just a whole new experience and engagement activity for the Cowboy Poet Gathering.
Very cool. And we have in March 21st, our 96th annual Chamber Awards Banquet. That's going to be
96.
Great.
We're knocking on 100 door.
We're almost there, honey. We're almost there.
Almost to a century old.
96. You remember 96 years ago, the first Chamber Awards banquet? I don't either.
You know what? There are people, there could be somebody alive. If you're listening and you were alive for the
90s, the first ever.
Yeah. Because it's not unheard of to live past 100 now. That's not as big of an unknown thing.
I mean,
that's
hopefully
what the Social Security man said that was at our session one time. He said it used to be if you made it to 100, they put it in the newspaper and made a big deal. But that we're all living so much longer, to live past 100 is there's more of a thing. So there could have been somebody that was a kid.
I mean, if you've been living right
listening.
And you're living to 125 and you can remember back, you better call us. We're gonna put you on stage.
Well, because 96 years ago.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah. They could have been a kid. There could be somebody out there really listening that was a kid when this all started.
Call me. If that's the case, call me. Call Julie at the chamber.
Yes. We will celebrate you at the Waxahachie Chamber Banquet.
For real.
96.
Yeah. Yeah. Not you don't just have to be over 100, though. You have to be over 100 and lived in Waxahachie.
Yes. No, really.
Around at the time. And you know about it, or had known about it, or you have
a daddy was a chamber member.
Something.
Grandpa was a chamber member.
You got clippings up in the attic.
You know they do. We've planted that seed, and it's going to grow.
I love it.
I love it, too.
Y'all, we just have so much cool stuff going on.
We really do.
This town's just cool. You know what I think is neat? When I go visit other towns, and I'm like, man, I wonder what there is going on. And sometimes I'll just Google and try to find things, and it's a bummer, because a lot of times I can't find things. But here, y'all spread the word. It's easy to find. It's Visit Waxahachie, right?
Yeah, visitwaxahachie.com. And truth and transparency, right now, it probably still looks a little like Christmas. We didn't want to turn off Santa until the new year, but we'll get that all switched over this year, and it'll be looking like a 2024 website.
But even if it's not, I mean, even in that case, you still have the calendar on there. I like it
because
if people come to visit and they're like, I'm here on this weekend or I'm planning for this weekend, they just pop up in the calendar, look at the dates. There's always lots of things going on.
It's a very useful tool for everybody, not just visitors, but for residents.
Yeah, when you have people coming and visiting and stuff. So thank y'all for doing that, Lori.
It is our pleasure to do what we do. Thank you so much for allowing us to be on Chamber Chat.
Yes, Carol. Yes. All right. So if y'all have any questions about what's going on, visit Waxahachie.com.
Yeah. Or call us at 469-309-4040.
All right. And it's Julie with the Waxahachie Chamber. And we just thank y'all for listening. And we'll talk to y'all again next time. Bye, Lori.
Bye, Julie. Bye, everyone.